Artist, are you struggling with getting people to listen to your music? Real Rap Promo is here to help you. Log on to www.realrappromo.com today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing needs.
Real Rap Promo.
What's happening? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to K100 Radio. I'm your host, Vincent. Thanks for tuning into the show. Let me get my background music. Turn it down a little bit, my background music. What's going on, everybody? What's up? Oh, let me get to my main shot also. What's happening? Let me get Instagram Live over here loaded up over here too, man. Shout out to everybody that's rocking with us over here at K100 Radio. This is another one of our direct line interviews that we get ready to do over here, man. We got somebody we're going to talk to. We got two of them lined up back to back. Let me get my my Instagram Live popping over here. What's going on with my Instagram Live real quick? I'll figure it out in a second. I want to get Instagram Live up here, though, real quick. Hold on a second. Let me get this joint loaded up for y'all. All right, there we go. All right. So we're going to get Instagram Live. They're going to be coming on in a second. There you go. All right, what's up? All right, Facebook Live. You know you guys are always on point. Let me see. Who's checking us out right now? Corey Martin, what's up? Key Drawn, what's going on? Shout out to everybody. Rip Your Hoods, what's going on? Checking us out over here. Everybody that's getting ready to pull up over here on Instagram Live. Welcome to another round of our Direct Line interviews on K100 Radio. And what Direct Line interviews are, basically, these are interviews that we have with special guests. I mean, granted, most of the times we're going to be talking to artists. You know, this is what we do at K100 Radio. We talk to different people, though. We've talked to athletes, entertainers, strippers, all kind of people, man. But our Direct Line interview is basically a highlight. So we have a direct conversation with our special guest. And we got a back-to-back going on today. First, we're going to talk to an up-and-coming artist representing Carolina, BCP. We get ready to bring him on. Also, in the second half hour, we're going to be talking to industry vet Drag On. You feel me? And he's got a lot of new hot music that's popping. We're going to be waiting for him to get on the line in a minute. So I'm kind of looking forward to both of these interviews, man. You feel me? We're talking to a newcomer and a guy that's been around for a while. You dig? I'm glad you guys took a moment to check in with us. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial into the show. Again, 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial into the show. www.k100radio.com. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at K100_radio. If you're listening to this on SoundCloud after the fact, please hit follow. If you're watching this on YouTube after the fact, please subscribe to the channel. All right? So, I don't want to waste any more time. Let's jump into the first interview. What's happening? DJ Hype Man Crump, what's going on, homie? Checking in over there on Facebook. What's up, fam? All right, let's get to it, man. Yeah. All right.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one.
Yep. All right, first up, we got the homie BCP. BCP, what's going on, fam? Welcome to the broadcast.
Yo, what up, K100? What up?
Man, what's going on, man? Welcome to the broadcast, man. I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor real quick. Go ahead and tell these folks who you is, dog. Represent.
So what's up, y'all? I'm BCP Backpacker. Kimo Sabi from Durham, North Carolina, Bull City represent, producer, rapper, daddy, all the great things in life.
Daddy, all the great things in life. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Definitely ain't nothing wrong with that, man. We live on the line with you, man. And, you know, we got a lot to cover, you know what I'm saying, in 30 minutes, man. We're going to talk about the Carolina music scene. We're going to talk about your grind. We're going to check out your song. Actually, you know, for all my Facebook Live people, we're actually going to rock out the homies in video, too. You feel me? So if you're on Facebook Live, you'll be able to watch the video, all right? But right now, we're chopping it up with the homie BCP, man. And, you know, I guess we'll start out basically. I want to start out with the Carolina music scene. Let's go there first. Let's start there. The music scene in Carolina. Now, I got a lot of actually Carolina people that actually within my network that I holler at, especially on social media. And it seems like Carolina has a shitload of talent, bro. I'm talking about like dope MCs. You feel me? Like it's like a lot of talent there. But I guess over the years, I'm not saying I don't want to disrespect anybody. But over the years, it just doesn't seem like Carolina has just been. Or even the Carolinas, period. South Carolina is even more slept on than North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? But even with North Carolina, single that out, Like, no one's really just outside of J. Cole. They, you know, the Carolinas haven't really just been a hotbed of talent, and it's got major cities there and everything. What do you think is the holdup with that? As far as you being in Carolina, you're an independent artist, you're on the grind. Why don't you think that with all that talent there, and I'm talking about dope talent that I've seen going up there, being a part of showcases and just having an internet radio station, and the amount of submissions we get from the Carolinas and the amount of them that we actually like, what do you think is the holdup up there? What do you think is the problem?
I mean, I think everybody's opinion varies, but to me, I don't think there's really much of a holdup. I just think that the state is most definitely got a crazy amount of artists out here. I know from where I'm from, the music scene wasn't as huge as it is now. The arts have definitely, the culture in Durham have definitely stepped up. I just think, honestly, maybe it may be a little bit more cliquish sometimes. And that's just something that people have to understand. That's what I respect so much about Atlanta, is that, you know, it's not too cliquish in Atlanta by, you know, the times that I've been out there. But, I think if we could just drop the cliques and, you know, stuff like that, we'd probably be pretty big right now. You know, I think another thing, too, is, support. Like, everybody's too envious of everybody, you know, and I just think it's because there's not so many artists that have broken out of Carolina. There's so much room for Carolina artists to break out, but everybody thinks that they're having to fight for one spot, you know, so it's just a constant fight out.
So, and it's, you know, I've always found it kind of, it's kind of strange. You'll notice with independent artists, right? And I don't know if I can't necessarily say this is like you 100, but what I'm saying is with most independent artists and people that's on the come up, let's just keep having a frank conversation right now. We live on the line right now, BCP, all right? He's on the line with us right now representing, we're getting ready to chop it up and listen to his music. But from an independent artist perspective or anybody that's on their grind, you always hear, well, it's an aura of selfishness that you kind of sort of have to have a little bit when you were an independent artist, right? It's got to be about you. It's got to be about your grind. You got to focus on your grind. And we understand that. You know what I'm saying? And you mentioned that it's cliquish. But let's be truthful. That's if you're on the come up and you haven't reached the plateau yet and you don't have time to put other people on because you ain't put yourself on, aren't you naturally going to be all about your clique and your crew and your movement and your grind? You feel what I'm saying? How do you as an independent artist, how do you offset that and say, well, yeah, it's got to be about you because you're still on the rise. You still haven't made it through the door yet. You still got to put in the work to get to where you can even put your own homeboys on. Everybody naturally, when they get on, they want to look out for the people that help them get there, which is why when you see people get on that make it, the first people they put on are the people that they know. They don't want to no new niggas. That's like the phrase or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? And it's because there's a little bit of truth to that, because, you know, when you get on, of course you're going to try to look out for the people that you've been riding with or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So how do you offset that as an independent artist? What about yourself?
Go back to when you first started liking hip-hop. Understand that you started off as a fan. So did everybody else around you. It wasn't like I was, you know, I mean, of course, some people would be like, I was born to do this. But honestly, you were born into like a world that has 15,000 different types of genres. When you started loving hip-hop, it was because, you know, you were like, oh, I like this right here. I can vibe with this. I feel this in some type of way. So if you can start understanding, like, if you are a fan of that person, whether it be this clique over here that does trap music or this group over here that are backpackers, if you can understand that the culture is way bigger than just being like, I got a theme for myself, I got to fight for myself, because we're getting at an age now where honestly, you don't have to start searching out for, you know, radio DJs, you know, all the airplay stuff. It's more an internet world where if you find somebody in Atlanta to Carolina, I know two artists right now that are dope that are working in between each other, you know, Atlanta to Carolina. And I feel like, you know, their movement is doing very well. So I just feel like you had to go back to when you were a fan and understand that it's not really about competition. I mean, you can be about your money, and that's understandable. But if you start enjoying what you're doing and start enjoying what you fell in love with from the first, you know, from the first time that you ever heard it, it will come, and it will all work itself into place. That's how I feel about it.
All right. Good answer. I like that. We're live right now with BCP at BCP Backpacker underscore Backpacker. You can find them on a lot of stuff. So I think the Twitter and the Instagram is a little different. We'll make sure you get to the music. Let me bring up another point I'd like to talk about when we're talking about Carolinas, right? You are a Tar Heel fan, right? I want to make sure. Tar Heel.
Definitely.
Yeah. I just
want to
make sure. Well, because it was a, I don't want to be disrespectful, it was a possibility you could like Duke, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's possible, but you don't. All right, so
hey.
Let's talk about. But you don't though, you know what I'm saying? But let's talk about the. Let's talk about the actual. Let's talk about the music that comes out of the Carolinas. The interesting thing I find about the Carolinas is the amount of. Even in your name, you know BCP Backpacker, like the amount of actual like quote unquote, and this, somebody is gonna take this the wrong way. Somebody's gonna give me the whole it's all hip hop, fucking rant. I don't want to hear it. Okay, the amount of like hip hop, what people will call quote real hip hop or throwback, whatever you want to label it. There's a difference between what the hell Gucci Man does and what the hell Nas does. People, let's just however you want to distinguish it. All right, the amount of hip hop that comes out of the Carolinas when they're actually southern states has always kind of been baffling to me, especially North Carolina. And your brand of hip hop, you feel me? Your brand of hip hop, I see a lot of that. You know, J. Cole coming out of the Carolinas, coming out of North Carolina. That being a southern state, you know what I'm saying? Why do you think that is? Why do you think that I see a lot of artists with that brand of hip hop? Don't get me wrong, we got a lot of artists that come out of there. That do trap, but I see a lot of quote unquote backpackers coming out of the Carolinas. What do you say about that?
Well, I mean, here's the thing about Carolina that's so dope. It's the mid between the South and the North. You have to meet with us first before you go anywhere of those places, and so you get people who come from both ends and meet here and decide to stay. You know, so you get that. You know, that's one thing that works, and, you know, and you get a diverse mix of artists, you know.
Right.
Yeah, we have the J. Cole's, and, I mean, especially Little Brother. I mean, honestly, to me, that's who started it here was Little Brother. That's the sound that a lot of people pick off of is that Little Brother sound.
Right.
That's where I think it really derives from with us. It's crazy. I mean, you listen to South Carolina rap, though. We listen to Jid. And homeboy is like of a different breed. He's backpacking into like real deep southern roots. You know what I'm saying? Like you've never heard anything like that. And that's how I feel it is with North Carolina. I mean, you really can't pinpoint us down to be like backpack rappers and stuff like that. But you get a mix of down south trap rappers to backpack rappers, and you combine those two. You know, I honestly think we can be either or. Maybe back in the day, that's where we were more pinned on as being backpack rappers. But I think now. It's going to start to change.
So, do you get offended by the separation of the styles of hip hop? Some people don't even like when you separate hip hop like that. You know what I'm saying? They don't even want it to be called trap, or they don't want it to be called backpack or whatever. Obviously, you don't mind because you have it incorporated in your name. But what do you say to people who feel like, man, it's all rap, it's all hip hop, and you know what I'm saying? If you don't necessarily like quote unquote real hip hop or whatever. You know, you have the old heads versus, you know, old heads hating argument that we always come across. You feel what I'm saying? Cats, you feel like if you ain't making a particular, if you ain't spitting bars, if you ain't got lyrics, then you really ain't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, even with the XXL cover, the controversy that every year surrounds that, everybody's garbage. Everybody's, you know, nobody's really spitting or whatever, but they on the cover, you know what I'm saying? They're not understanding.
That's irrelevant now.
Yeah,
that's
you know.
Irrelevant now.
But how much stock do you put in the bars? How much stock do you put into the bars? Do you care that? You know what I'm saying? Because some people care about it, and some people just like, it don't even really matter. Just your swag. Just turn up. Be lit.
Yeah. My thing is, I mean, I love bars. I'm not even gonna bullshit with you. I'm sorry. Can I say that?
Yeah. You good.
Okay. But I mean, honestly, though, it's like I tell, me and my homies will have a conversation about this. There are times when I think music is all about mood, because you can't tell me that there's not anybody who's all about bars, bars, bars. That's not probably listening to, you know, something that's catchy, that's on the radio, and that's probably one of their favorite things that they recite, you know. Honestly, bars, there's bars everywhere. It's honestly about metaphors. If somebody uses something, you know, unique, it's not so cliche. Like, to me, I like Lil Yachty because there's a different way that he twists things around to, you know, when it comes to flowing. And there are metaphors in what he says, you know. I'm just very diverse when it comes to it. And yeah, I have BCP Backpacker in my name, but I've gone, like, people call me BCP Backpacker or Kimo Sabe. It's just because, you know, I had to stray away from that backpack lane. But I mean, honestly, I feel like bars over bullshit, that's, you know, I think those days are over now. It's kind of like everybody just wants to enjoy music, period. And that's what, you know, if you're trying to make money, that's what you have to do. It can't always be about bars.
Well, here's the thing. That would reign supreme if we didn't have the Kendricks and the J. Cole's kind of throwing a wrench in that whole monkey, throwing a monkey wrench in that whole train of thought. Because I look at it and I say, well, do it matter? And I'm like, okay, depends. It seems that they're fans because those are the guys that are still selling a lot of units. Now, the other guys tour a lot. You feel me? But when it comes to people purchasing music, I think there is a separation of what people purchase. Like, Lil Yachty made a lot of money on tour, but then all things considered, with all those shows that he's selling out, his album did pretty bad when it dropped, right? You know what I'm saying? People are, you know, he came on social media and explaining, you know, why he thinks that he had dismal sales. But he still goes out, and if he goes on tour, you know, he can pack out an arena. The kids are coming to see him. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Then you have artists like, you know, that who we all can agree to consider lyrical guys like Kendrick and Cole, who still go platinum in this era. You know what I'm saying? Like, how? You know
right.
what I'm saying?
But even that went down, though. You got to think about it. I mean, high power Kendrick can, you know, compared to damn Kendrick now, we got two different Kendricks. He really dumbed it down for this album.
Right.
And I mean, that's why I go back. Let's go back to that question you asked me about, you know, diversity in hip hop. I'm telling you, man, there's no way that people can keep hating on either or. It can't be clickish anymore. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Because one way is going to be done this way to make money, and one's going to be done this way to make money.
True.
That's just how I feel about that.
All right. So let's jump into your music, bro. We're live right now with BCP. BCP is in the building, man. Thanks, everybody, for rocking with K100 Radio. Again, I'm your host, Blitz, and thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. All right, if you want to call in and holler at the homie, the number is 347-934-0966. So, you know, if you're rocking with the homie and you're a fan, you know what I'm saying? Hit that phone line, 347-934-0966. Big ups to everybody that's checking us out on Instagram Live. What's going on, everybody? I see Feng Sway Kid. Hotester, what's going on, homie? Who else was over here? A couple of people. Jared Edwards. A couple of people over here checking us out over here on Instagram Live. I see my people over here checking us out over here on Facebook, man. You feel me? Antonio Big Boy Montana, what's going on, homie? Corey Martin, what's happening? I see Hooker Red was checking in also. Dalia Black, what's going on? Looks like DJ Owens is watching too. So, yeah, a couple people checking us out, man. You feel me? So, we're going to jump into some of this music. Now, I got two songs by you, homie. And
right.
We should be able to pull both of them off. One of them. If you're on the Facebook feed, you should be able to actually see the video for this joint. And it's called I See Now. We'll start out with that one. And then we also have another joint called Faces. All right. So we got two joints we're going to ride out to. Tell me about the I See Now joint, homie. You got a video for this one. So the Facebook people are going to be able to see the visual. Tell me about that song.
So I See Now is basically my homage to Little Brother. You know, I'm a huge fan of Little Brother. I've stayed loyal to Little Brother forever. And it's just like they had a song called I See Now that had Kanye West that was actually very pivotal, like, for me. And I was like, yo, I always used to dig this song all the time because, like, Kanye had that line where it was like, how she gonna order all that food and a motherfucking Diet Coke? That's, like, one of my favorite things. And I was like, yo, it kind of inspired me to rap. So I found out what the sample was. And, I make all my beats. And I took the sample, which is a Walmart sample, and I just flipped it, and I was like, yeah, this is definitely. So it's basically about me I try to keep everything in my music real. I don't talk about money or any of them, you know, that type of stuff. I talk more so about the realistic things, you know, debit cards saying decline and, you know, all that type of stuff.
All right. Well, let's check this one out, man. This is called I See Now. And if you guys are listening to us over here on the broadcast, you'll be able to hear it. And if you're on the Facebook Live page, you should be able to see the visual. All right. This is BCP. Name of this joint is called I See Now, right here on K100 Radio. You dig? Let's check it out.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you straight. But
the paper I'm on. It's like bitch, that be everywhere I go. That be everywhere I go. I be like bitch, that be everywhere I go. That be everywhere I go. Let me get my Bobby Brown. Don't be cruel. I live life, but not like you. Yeah, this full life pulls in the summer. I keep it cool. What it take just to go and do this shit? I'm about $1 million show to this. Looking for a top-notch starter chick. This be lit. And I do it all for the mileage. My peers gone graduated college. Making my pocket look like cottage. All I want to do when this game is come out and make profit. These thrills. Got a lot less money, but a lot more bills, huh? Mad real, but I stay chill, flipping work on the grill. Better take care, I'ma meet you there with a big ass smile while I float on air.
Let me clear my throat. I ran into
Rick Flair, keep it smooth right now. I don't need my manners, bro. Nope. But that shit really don't matter no more. You niggas been
no, you do. But everybody's catering.
What they know? Yo, this shit wanna make my. What is going on? Let me think. We like every single day. Looking for the paper, I'm gon' be rich like bitch. That be everywhere I go. Yeah, that be everywhere I go. I be like bitch. That be everywhere I go. Yeah, that be everywhere I go. Life ain't nothing but a bunch of commas. To be honest, I'm Carolina, but my mama made me finer like China, and I kinda feel bothered, but why bother with these niggas who ain't got no promise? See why I bump shit like this. 40 OGs and a nigga like fucking haters, they the haters. I think
Major,
I'm greater, underrated. I'm a young one of LB and Josie Mo. But a team nice wonder. But fuck it, I'm about to blow. Tell these little kiddies no. I'm the realest motherfucker than your whole squad know. Like, nigga, yo, where you gonna get this shit? I'm about to figure most teams how to get that grip. Make that flip, now I'm gone. I'ma sell away. Better days on the way, make it for the pain. I'm a little late, but your boy is doing great. Y'all, I don't give a fuck about none of these hoes. Pity pack 17-5 with the bros. Long black tees and a pair look at these. Bomb in the sock, street light on the block. I've been doing this my whole damn life. I'll be quiet, but my light shine bright. Y'all, like, y'all wanna make my... Like every single day, looking for the paper, I'm gon' be rich like bitch. That be everywhere I go. That be everywhere I go. I be like, bitch, that be everywhere I go. That be everywhere I go.
I just want the paper from my family. There is no way. Looking for that silver lining, roll that shit and pour that drink like
bitch, that be everywhere I go. That be everywhere I go. I be like, bitch, that be everywhere I go. That be everywhere I go. I be like, bitch, that be everywhere I go. That be everywhere I go. I be like, bitch, that be everywhere I go. That be everywhere I go.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
All right, that was the homie BCP Backpack. I hope you guys enjoyed that joint over. I know you guys heard it, and the people on Instagram Live, they were jamming to it too. I'm gonna get them guys pulled back up. The people on Instagram Live, but the Instagram Live kind of cut off on me, but they pretty much heard it. And I know you guys are jamming out to it over there on Facebook. Let me get these guys back up on Instagram Live. I know you guys are rocking out over there on Facebook. So if you saw that video, man, that's the homie BCP Backpacker right there, man, that joint. It was called I See Now. And we got another one, man. We're getting ready to holler at the homies. We got Faces. Now, tell me about this Faces joint, BCP.
Yo. So, Faces is basically another homage, and it's like to Outkast. I'm just a huge Outkast fan, too. So,
uh-huh.
Shout out to Atlanta, for real. And I'm telling you, I'm going to release this song today to everybody out. It'll be on SoundCloud tonight. So I just wanted to premiere with y'all at K100 in Atlanta, yo. And shout out for you doing this for me, man. I appreciate this a lot. Thank y'all for listening to me, for real.
For sure, man. I mean, you know, again, if you missed any part of this interview, you'll be able to check it out on SoundCloud. Also, you should be able to watch it over on YouTube. So if you do either of those, make sure you check out BCP. Tell me your social media information and your website and all that in case they want to get some of this music, BCP.
So basically it's as easy as you've made it, you know, today for them. It's BCP Backpacker, or you can type in on Google. Just go to Google and type in BCP Backpacker. Everything comes up for you.
All right. So we're live right now for another Direct Line interview on K100 Radio, man. Again, we've been chopping it up with BCP. All right. We just checked out I See Now. If you're on my Facebook Live, if you're watching on YouTube, then you can actually see the video. Pretty dope joint, you know what I'm saying? Real simple, black and white, boom, cut, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the bars he went in, you feel me? Nice cut video. All right, now we're going to check out the joint called Faces right here. And you produced this one too? Did you do this one too? Producing?
Yeah, I produced this one also.
All right, so, you know, artist/producer, BCP, he did the track on that last year.
And if anybody needs beats, hey, tell them they can hit me up. I got beats for you.
And he got beats. He on deck. All right, holla at him, man. BCP, this next joint is called Faces. Now, this one, y'all, ain't no, we don't have a video for this one on Facebook, so you guys are going to have to rock out, all right? BCP, Faces.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this beat's so pina colada. Them demons in Prada make the salt at the roaster into the depth of a rider. Oh, I feel so good. She let me take off them draws. And then I go so deep. It take a minute to come. It don't take a minute just to get that. Send a motherfucker back back from the backpack with rap raps for these knickknacks. And these racks who pack new jack on the fucking black wax. I ain't gotta say I'm famous. Everybody say mama gon' bang this shit. The top of the pop, I'm playing. Damn motherfucker, I'm slaying. Don't fuck around and get the feelings hurt. She like the twerk and she do the dirt. I'ma make her work and get the 40 first. She pack the purse like a dollar hurt. It ain't solid soon until I get a broom. And an open bar with an open view. We're gonna bar tonight and live it up tonight. If the mood is right on the city lights, we say fuck tomorrow, let's live today. Fuck the sorrow, let's make a way. Only time is borrowed, let's stay away. Turn the music up and let the money shake. And I go, and I flow, and I work so hard as she know. And I know we gonna reach the stars, yeah. I just saw these titles that they fight, that they straight up to their face, to their face, to their face,
yeah, yeah.
I don't give a damn what they make, ain't nothing I can't take, I can't take, I can't take,
I can't take,
yeah, yeah. I don't give a fuck, they don't give a fuck,
yeah, yeah,
you don't,
yeah,
give a fuck, yeah, she don't give a fuck,
yeah,
we don't,
yeah,
give a fuck,
nah.
With grain, I think I live in my dream, and I'm depending on green. Keep on playing these tickets, now I'm a gambling fiend. I stay up on my article, but still I'm a particle of a city, making dough, throwing rocks out of starter coats. I was born in the center of when drugs was making an epidemic of women who found love in a hustler. Mama tell me she loved me back in the day, it wasn't cool, but now in life she is
good.
In the fool. My wife be sweet as Samoa. Got me locked like a boa. Yeah, constricted, I'm lifted. Keep me above water like Noah. I can deal with the patience. Yeah, the money is waiting. I go in like the Patriots. Homie, that ain't no deflating. And I know, and I know, and I go so far. And that's out, and that's out. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just saw these titles that they fight. Straight up to they face, to they face, to they face, yeah, yeah. To they face, yeah, yeah. I don't give a damn what they make. Ain't nothing I can't take, I can't take, I can't take, I can't take. Yeah, yeah, I don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. Yeah, yeah, he don't give a fuck. Yeah, she don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. Nah, I don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck. She don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck.
Radio, hip hop, and R&B.
All right, that was BCP. Shout out to the homie, man. One more time, homie. Tell the people real quick, one more time, dog, where they can get all your music and get your information and everything, man. You feel me? You want to check out the music, social media, all that joint, man. Tell everybody BCP.
Got you. So, yeah, just go on Google, type in BCP, space, backpacker, one word. There you go right there, and you can just find everything on me, all the links, Audio Mac, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Twitter, IG. I just want to shout out to Atlanta. I want to shout out to the Bull City. Shout out North Carolina. Shout out Georgia. And, yo, y'all got an artist out there that y'all should start listening to named Cam James. Shout out to him, too. He's in Atlanta. And shout out to my team, SMR. Shout out to Playground Studios. Everything that you heard was mixed down at Playground Studios. So if y'all come out to Carolina, come out and check out Playground Studios.
All right, man. Shout out. All right. I appreciate you for rocking with us, man. You know, again, if you missed any part of this particular interview, make sure you go check it out over there on SoundCloud and YouTube. You got a YouTube? Why are they already over there?
Yeah.
Where they can find the video? What's your YouTube?
Yeah, the YouTube is – I think it's just the YouTube page. It's connected on – it doesn't really have a / BCP Backpacker right now. We've been having to fix up the YouTube, but – if you can find the video, it's on there. It pops up on the Google.
All right. Make sure you go over there and type it in. Just type it in BCP, and it should show up. You know, it was fairly easy for me to find. So if you're watching this right now on YouTube, subscribe to this page. Then go over there, find him, subscribe to that page. And if you're on SoundCloud, make sure you go find the man and rock out. Support these artists, man. You dig? Please. All right. BCP Backpack. All right. People, stop it. My bad. All right, bro. Appreciate you for rocking out with us, all right?
Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
For sure. All right. K100Radio.com. Again, I'm your host, Blitz, and thanks everybody for tuning into the show. All right. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial to the show. I'm still waiting for we're supposed to be having the interview with Dragon coming on here for a second, and I'm still waiting for him to get here. Texting me back and forth right now to bring him on in a second. So we should be bringing him on in a second. Meanwhile, while I got you guys here, though, 347-934-0966 while waiting for him to hit the phone lines. I wanted to also, you know, tell you guys that next week, you know, I'm doing the Tampa Music Conference, man. And it's a really great music conference. And I know everybody, it's out of town, right? So everybody won't be able to go and check it out. You feel what I'm saying? I know if you're not anywhere around the Tampa area and you're not, you know, don't plan on going there, you know, you probably won't travel out of town just to go to a music conference. But if you're in the local area, I just want to remind you guys that it's coming up next week, Thursday, June 22nd. And I'm a guest panelist on the Tampa Music Conference panel. And I just want to say I appreciate the opportunity from Angel and Carol Soso, the organizers of the event, for having us come out. It's a real nice, laid out, really diverse panel that they're going to have. And I think that people will get a lot of information out of it. You got people from pretty much all different kind of industries. I'm representing internet radio on the panel. You know what I'm saying? But everybody's got their own different lane that they got going on. The artists that are performing, you know what I'm saying? It's not too many performances. It's really mostly about learning. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even really gonna have no. It's not at a club. You know what I'm saying? They're not even serving alcohol. It's all about just kind of going there and getting some game. You feel me? For a low cost, directly from people who actually do whatever it is their specialty is, right? And you know, I encourage anybody that if you're like maybe an hour away, it'll be worth the drive. Make 2 hours away. I still say gas it up, you and somebody, you know what I'm saying, and tear out, man. You can get tickets at Tampa Music Conference. We actually did a show segment about, was it a week ago that we gave away five sets of tickets. So we gave away 10 tickets. Five winners got 2 tickets. Congratulations to those guys. But if you are in the 813, man, or the surrounding areas, I would pull up because just judging from the panel and then we talked to a couple of them live on K100 Radio when we did the special segment. And I just think that, you know, if you're an independent artist and you don't know everything, we all got Google. We all got all of these, you know, we got access to all this information on the internet. And it's not like back in the day when you can't find it on the internet. But sometimes the networking side of it is lost because you can look something up. But then if you actually talk to somebody who's actually working in the industry, it's a big, big, big difference. You know, it's a real big, big difference. Let me see if this is the homie Drag on the line real quick. Hold on. Drag.
Yo, yo, what the deal, bro?
What's going on, homie? And we ready, yeah. We got the homie Drag on the line. Yeah. We getting ready to come right back to you, man. I'm going to run this ad real quick, and we're going to jump back. And we're coming live with the homie, the OG, man, the veteran, MC Drag on, right here live on K100 Radio. Stand by, homie, for about 1 minute, and we'll be right back to pull up on you. All right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, man. So if you guys are waiting on the Drag on interview, you know, that's getting ready to go down right now. But again, remember, if you guys are rocking with us over here, make sure that you're following us on SoundCloud. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you miss any parts of any of these interviews, they can all be found on SoundCloud. They can always all be found over on our YouTube page. All right. So these direct line interviews that we do, remember, if you miss it live, it's all good. You feel me? Now, let me go ahead and run one of these advertisements, two or three of these ads real quick. These are some of our partners over here at K100 Radio. Really good grinders and people that we think you should rock with. Make sure that you shop with them, especially if you're an independent artist. You definitely want to check out some of these guys right here. All right, let's get it.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Let go! This is a shout out to all rappers, R&B singers, entertainers, BeatsbySam.com. If you're looking for that exclusive production like you're hearing in the background, go to BeatsbySam.com. When you need that industry sound for a reasonable price, go to BeatsbySam.com. Hey yo, Sam, let's let them know. Turn up, BeatsbySam.com. BeatsbySam.com.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bad
one. And we are back. K100 Radio again. I'm your host, Mitchell. Thanks for tuning into the show. 347-934-0966. All right. I'm excited about our next guest over here on K100 Radio, man. We're getting ready to bring the homie, man, the industry vet, the OG, man, Rough Ride himself. The homie Drag On is in the building. Drag On, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what's good with you? What's good? What's good?
Man, welcome to the broadcast, man. I really appreciate you taking a moment, man, to chop it up with us over here at K100 Radio, man. You know, I'm gonna give you the floor real quick, man, and just go ahead and, man, just tell the people what you want to know, man. I don't think you really need no real introduction. You feel me? But I'm going to go ahead and open this thing up for you right now, bro, and go ahead and tell them who you is, dog. I know they know, but go ahead and just give them the rundown real quick.
Yeah, yo, this your boy Drag to the Dash on. Word, you know what I'm saying? You know, or, you know, like y'all might know me from the Rough Riders. Y'all might know me as DMX little brother. Working, I played in Exit Wound and Cradle to the Grave. And but look, I started my own record label, it's called Hood Environment. You know what I mean? You know, I definitely need everybody to log on to hoodenvironment.com and hear them real bars spelled with a Z. You know what I mean? Listen, we going in, nothing but videos, live freestyles. Yeah, we logged on. Look, everybody can follow me on Instagram, drag_on1. So that way you really know it's me. Let's get it.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, so, you know, man, I got so many questions. I know we only got 30 minutes, so we're going to go ahead and jump into it. You dig? Right now, let's get it.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop yeah. and R&B.
First thing is, man, you know, you've been on world tours. You've performed with some of the best and biggest names, featured with them, been in the studio with them. You was a part of an epic movement in hip hop. You know what I'm saying, with the Rough Riders, and you've got a long story career, man. Now, how compared to, let's say, around about your career around about 2000, as opposed to now, where you're up under, you got a lot of fanfare. You know, you're doing big things, you're doing movies and everything, man. You feel me? But you're under a record label, you're under an imprint, to now where you are, where you're the boss and you're running the imprint and you're handling everything from the boss's perspective, more so than just being an artist. Tell us about that transition, man. What was the one thing that you took from that era and you learned and was able to apply it to make you successful right now as a boss?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the transition, you know, from turning, you know, like from making myself into a sergeant now is, you know, is because I know how to do it. You know what I'm trying to say? And to know how to do it, like to know how to be a sergeant is to have once been a soldier. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like when I was a soldier, everybody know I marched in line, you feel what I'm trying to say, at Rough Riders. I played my part. I held it down. You feel what I'm trying to say? I definitely held my weight. So, you know, like, that's just what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? So with me knowing the business now, you know, from me being a soldier, you know, and really being out there, you know, in war, you feel what I'm trying to say? This is like a sport. This is like a war. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? You got to go in. I mean, you know, everybody is trying to win. You know what I'm saying? Each team is trying to win. So, you know, with me going out there and working as a soldier, it made me have the knowledge to, you know, one day become the sergeant that I am now.
Exactly. So what do you think would have been if for instance, it's kind of hypothetical, but what if, for instance, social media was popping back in the era, if we had Facebook and Instagram and the way and Twitter and all that, what do you think would have been different about that era of music? You know what I'm saying? Well, you know,
we would have been how we is now. You feel what I'm trying to say? Because, you know, a lot of people don't like the internet, but if you know how to work it, then you'll be good. You feel what I'm trying to say? Me personally, I love the internet. I know there's a lot of people that be saying, you know, they don't like the way the music business is now and the way the music is sounding and how these rappers be looking and be wearing dresses and coming out with bras and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into that part of it, but I'm definitely into the new wave and how it's going with the internet and stuff like that, because now it made the music business at its all-time high. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, far as independency, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Far as the right. state of independency, it made the music business at its all-time high far as independency. You know what I'm saying? And if the music business had the internet before, you know, like we would have been doing what we're doing now. We would have been doing that then. We would have had more knowledge to know that, oh, hold on, you know what? You know, we're signing to this record label because we know that they're going to put us in front of 10 million.
Right.
But hold
right.
on. You know, when I log on to my Instagram, I got 30 million. So,
right.
You know, it puts you more in power. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, at the state of hip hop, you know, I just feel as though, you know, we would have been in more of power and made more money for the type of music that we was putting out before, because we all know that music was like really about like
you really had to be talented. It's not about just, you know, you put out a silly video, and because you look so silly in it, you know, everybody want to see you look silly, so now you got a bunch of views fooling these record labels, making them think, oh, hold on. He got 60 million views. Yeah, he got 60 million views because the nigga just fell in the toilet, you know, with a whole bunch of doodoo in it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be some dumb shit like that. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So, you know, I just feel as though, you know, us as the ones that are really talented, you know what I'm saying, you know, I feel as though we would have probably made more money than we did.
I definitely 100% think that that would have happened. I would say that maybe the only not even really a positive, but the only plus to that era was there was a sort of a filter, and there was less saturation, because now any and everybody feel like they can just make a move and just come out, drop an album, drop a mixtape, boom, and just solidify themselves without having to go through the gambit that you guys had to go through to actually get on those kind of platforms, because no one would never hear of you if you didn't have a deal at some point. You feel me? You know, you had to have a certain, you know, you had to have some kind of deal going on for people to even know you existed. Whereas in the internet era, people can just build up their own brand and say, hey, I'm the hottest out, and they can just claim that just off top, and they can just come out and just get on Instagram and just say that. You know what I'm saying? So I think the filter that was
no doubt. You know what I'm saying? You know, they can get on their little social medias, their Twitter, right. their Facebook, their Snapchat, and add all them numbers up, and you know what I'm saying? You know, if they didn't do no finagling and buying fake followers, you know what I'm saying, you know, them numbers ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, it just puts the artist more in power. You know what I'm saying? I like me, I love the independency of the game. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I love the way the new game is. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real, like, I like the fact of the idea that Meek Mills is signed to another great artist, which is Rick Ross. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I like the fact that rappers are signing to rappers. You know
really?
What I'm saying? Versus signing to somebody that don't have that passion and that love for music. They just have that passion for the business. It's just a little different. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I definitely agree with you on the passion. And I also agree that it says something that when, you know, you're signed to, frankly, if you're a young black male and you got another black male that's actually been through a struggle and know what it's like to live your life before money, before fame, who's walked a similar walk, you know what I'm saying? They can relate to your mind frame and some of the decisions that you may make, good or bad, on your grind. You feel what I'm saying? They can relate
exactly.
to somebody just sitting up in the office. You're raised, that was raised, you know, totally different. They don't understand why you was at the club and somebody got disrespectful and you went ham. You feel me? They don't understand, but they've been there. You know what I'm saying? They know what it's like to be able to grow up in that jungle. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you this, though. To that particular statement that you said, Drag, would you agree that we've seen a lot more labels that were ran by rappers fail to succeed? Would you say that is accurate?
Yeah. I can definitely have to agree with that. You know what I'm saying? You know, but you know, like, those are the ones that like right now, everybody want to be that nigga, like
right.
everybody want to be that dude. And what you're saying right now, it refers to what I was saying. That's why it's so important to what I was saying. Like, you got to love being a soldier in order to be a real sergeant. You feel what I'm trying to say? There's not
right.
enough soldiers. Everybody want to be a sergeant. Everybody's claiming CEO. They got their own record label and it's moving. You feel what I'm trying to say? Like, like me, with Fars with the Hood Environment. You feel what I'm saying? This is something that I started from when I was with Rough Riders back in 06, 07. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So, you know, like, this is off of experience, and I have fun being a soldier. Y'all, the people, the world, watch me be a soldier for years. You feel what
right.
I'm trying to say? Like, a lot of these record labels that's being ran by these artists be new artists that never was even soldiers.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That
right.
don't really, you know what I'm saying? You know the game. See, Rockefeller was ran by a rapper that was a soldier. Like, he was battling a lot of rappers. You know, he put out albums. He learned the game. We watched Jay-Z grow. You feel what I'm trying to say? And then start Rockefeller. Then start his clothing line. You know what I'm saying? He built it. You feel what I'm trying to say? He didn't just jump into that. Nah, he's been around in this game longer than me. Like, he's been in this game for a minute to build it. So, you know, like, that's why his record label was successful. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to know, like, you got to build. You got to grind your joint. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, get your buzz up. You know, like, a lot of these rappers, are, you know, they just go off of their Instagram, and now they just think they a sergeant. Nah.
Right.
Because everybody want to be a boss. Everybody want to be a sergeant, but don't know nothing what it takes to even be a soldier. Never even been a soldier before. Like, that's why it comes down to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why, you know, when I first started this interview, that's why I started out with that, because that plays a part throughout this game.
Exactly, exactly. Good answers, bro. I appreciate that. And just to put everything in perspective, you know what I'm saying? You know, because you're going to have – there is no scenario in life, bro, there's not that you can't find an opposite answer. You know, there's going to be good and bad everything. For every Rick Ross that you got who's really running their label that kind of way, you're going to have mm-hmm. a Birdman. You're going to have a Birdman. You feel me? You're going to have somebody who's getting his reputation for, you know what I'm saying, not really wanting to pay the artists and all this other kind of stuff, whether how much of that mm-hmm. is cool. But just that's in the air right now. You feel me? That's been put out in the air by most people. So, you know, whether you believe it or not, you know, so sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire majority of the time. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's, yep.
Feel me? You know, we'll move on from that. You know what I'm saying? All right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? K100 Radio, we're live right now with the homie Drag On. Yeah. Now, you guys got a I saw that you guys got a Rough Riders reunion tour coming up. Am I correct about that?
Yes. You know, we already did the Barclays Center, in Brooklyn, New York. We already did the Foxwoods in Connecticut. You know, the next show is August 3rd in Atlantic City. You know what I'm saying? You know, we moving, man. You know what I'm saying? Live Nation, decided to, do a Rough Rider reunion tour.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we on there tearing them up. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know, everybody can log on my Instagram and see my performance that I did at the Barclays Center and the Foxwoods, and you'll see that I don't play with them when I step on that stage, boy. I don't play. I step on that stage with that energy. You feel me?
Yo, you know what, man? I think that's one thing I noticed, like, and we're getting ready to jump into the music, man. And for my Facebook people, if you're on my Facebook Live right now on K100 Radio, on the K100 Radio page, we're going to be able to see some of these videos. We're going to run the videos. If you're listening on Instagram or if you're listening on the broadcast, you guys will be able to hear the songs. But if you're on the Facebook Live, you'll be able to actually see the visual that we got from the homie Drag On, one of them. You know what I'm saying? I know we got two visuals. Yeah, we got two visuals. So we got one of the songs, the main ones that he's pushing right now. We're getting ready to jump at that in a minute. But I that's what I noticed. Like when I noticed that you as far as just your hunger, bruh. Every time you rap, like every time I watch your freestyles and I watch all your YouTube videos and stuff, and when you be dropping them, and I swear, bruh, it's like you having your passion level is still like 2000. You know what I'm saying? Like when you jump on there, it's like you're still going in, like bruh. You know, a lot of artists, I guess, man, you know, from that era, you know, if they are still even rapping, if they still rap still for real, you know what I'm saying? Like they mm-hmm. just, you know, some of them are rapping because it feels like they rapping because, you know, they got bills and they got to stay relevant and they got the pressure of just who they are. Whereas when I look at yours and hear yours, it feels like, nah, I'm just drag. I just love to go in here and merch shit in the booth. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah, that, no doubt. I mean, you know, like that passion is still there. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I want everybody to understand. Like, I never left the game. I had to get my paperwork straight. You feel what I'm trying to say? My paperwork at Rough Riders was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? For real. Yeah. So, you know, I was dropping albums of, you know, like, they had me dropping albums every 3 or 4 years. And don't get it twisted. They still the family. We still family. New word. And I'm saying, you know, business is business, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, that's different. So, you know, my business wasn't correct. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. And it wasn't like 100% them. It was like 25% me. And I say 75% them. Because me, I was only 17. So I can't put too much blame with me. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
I was a young little kid, little baby out here in the sea full of sharks, like, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, I did the best I can. I feel as though I did the best that I could do at that age for not knowing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All I know is how to write. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, like, that's just what that is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, I you know, just let me just say something about that. I'm getting to the music now. I'm getting to the music, but I got to say something about that because it's the paperwork and we're now in the age of the internet where all the information is out there. But yet you'll still have artists in 2017, which is it's just weird to me that even now in 2017, artists are still right now signing ridiculous deals. You know what I'm saying? Like still giving away all their publishing. Still, you know what I'm saying, still not having producers, still not going to the studio with split sheets and all kind of stuff. It's like, with all, and you know, you didn't have Google and stuff back then, you know, when you guys were jumping out. So not saying that's necessarily an excuse, but like you said, you got age, you got lack of information. What do you think is the problem now? But we still have guys coming up signing crazy deals that make no sense. Like, why is it because they want to get on so bad? What do you think it is?
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand where they you know, like where they come from, and the circumstances that they is. It's like me when I got signed to Rough Riders, I was homeless. You know what I'm saying? Straight
right.
up and down. So that's why, you know, my paperwork wasn't straight. Like straight up, I was living in the street, and to prove that I was living in the street, the owner of Rough Riders. You know what I'm saying? This is why I love him to this day, no matter what. That's how I know. Like, this is why my brain know how to separate family and love from business. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Because, you know, I don't know no other record, you know, CEO doing this. But when I got signed to Rough Riders, I was homeless. And the owner of Rough Riders had to bring me in his house and let me live with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Straight up now, I was sleeping on the street. Me and my cousin, he took me and my cousin in, and he didn't know it was from a hole in the wall. All he knew was this little dark-skinned little nigga right here, he's talented, and I
right.
believe in him, and he's fucked up right now. He's in a tight spot. He don't got nobody to support him. He don't got nothing, and I'm going to hold him. And I was blessed to come across a dude that was that had the right intentions. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody
right.
might not be blessed that way. And then they are, you know what I'm saying, you know, pressed to get on because of their situation. They might got to get on. Like, you saw what I'm trying to say? Like, you saw what I'm trying to say? I mean, you know, like, it's artists that's in the game right now that if they didn't get on, they might have been dead. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Straight
right.
down. I mean, you know, it's a few artists that come from that life. You know what I'm saying? And then there's artists out there that just talk about it and never really been through it. You know what I mean? But the ones that really been through it, you know what I'm saying? You know, you know, and the ones that really have serious, serious talent, you know what I'm saying? Usually be the ones that come from that rough, tough background. And those are the ones, if you pay attention, be the ones that be saying that their paperwork wasn't straight, wasn't this, wasn't that, because they had to get on. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And they hoping and thinking, you know what I'm saying, whoever they signing to, is a good person like they are. You know what I'm saying? You know, trying to make it like they are. You know what I'm saying? You know, trying to make an honest buck like they are. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
niggas could be selling drugs. Nah, niggas
right.
is in the studio making music. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Straight up. And still going through the same grimy shit that niggas go through on the street of selling
that's
drugs.
Right.
So,
right.
you know what I'm saying? You know, like, that's just what it be. It be the circumstances that the artist be in, you know, at that time when they about to get signed. You know what I'm saying? Because I know at that time when I had to get signed, like, I had to get signed, homie. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Right.
So, like,
right.
no matter what, I might have would have had my you know, my Mel Small signature written down. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, straight up and down. I mean, you know, long as there ain't no motherfucking gay shit, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You know, no disrespect to the gays or nothing like that, but, you know, I'm not. So, I mean,
right.
as long
okay.
as it ain't that. Hey, it's a go. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
hey.
That's where my mind frame was at when I was homeless trying to get on, period.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's weird. It's funny. You know, it's nowadays, it's funny that you felt like you had to say that because, you know, I remember back, you come from an era where, you know what I'm saying, you know, there was no apologies about anything like that. But now so much has changed. You know what I'm saying? as far as political correctness?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I don't want to offend nobody. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I've worked with, you know, with, you know, like with a few gays. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've heard, you know, I've had styluses and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, but, you know, like when the Rough Riders, you know, first started, you know, like their stylist was, like, you know what I'm saying, was gay too, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we loved him, like, you know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
Very respectful, and guess what? He kept us funky fresh, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Hey, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just saying, I'm saying, like, when I got signed, you know, like, that's, you know what I'm saying, you know, as long as there wasn't no ever shit, hey, let's go, you know what I'm saying? And that's why a lot of artists be signing to crazy deals, you know
right.
what I'm saying? They trying to get on.
Exactly.
For real.
It'd be time to eat sometimes, man. I mean, if you're homeless, you know what I'm saying? Your options are limited, and you know what I'm saying? It's all about trying to get yourself in the position to win. All right. K100 Radio, we live right now with the homie Dragon. Rough Riders in the building representing, man. I see my homie Kelby making the magazine. He's checking in. What's going on, homie? All right, we're going to jump into this music. You dig? Yeah. Uh-huh.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Right.
K100, you bad one. You bad one.
All right. We got this joint called Choke 'Em, right? And and you know, bars. You talked earlier when we first jumped on to this interview, you know, you was like, man, I'm still giving these guys these bars, I'm still spitting bars. You know, we're in an era right now where frankly, you know, people don't put as much stock into it. People don't really care. You know, people say, that don't sell anymore. Nobody cares about lyrics, blah, 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 and all that bullshit. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm just like, nah. That's what you don't like. A lot of us still love that shit. You know what I'm saying? And you still bringing the heat, man, as far as the bars. You know what I'm saying? And this joint called Choker, man. Tell me about this joint, because and the people that's watching on Facebook Live, you guys are going to be able to see the video. But tell me about this Choker joint that we got right here, Drax.
Yeah, you know, like the Choker record, you know, like how that came about, how I came up with that name is because right before that freestyle, I had dropped another freestyle right before that called Foot on They Neck. And that
right.
really touched the street real hard, you know what I'm saying? You know, did about like 3-4 million views and stuff like that on my Facebook fan page. You know what I'm saying? You know, it did great. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of blogs blogged about it and stuff like that. So, you know, I did this next joint. I said, all right, you know, once you got your foot on their neck, it's like you ain't going to do nothing else but choke them. So, you know, like this joint right here, plus the content, what I was saying, I knew it was going to have, you know, a lot of rappers choked up, you know what I'm saying? You know, and just a lot of different people just like, oh, hold on. Did he just say that? Like,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Because, right. you know, I'm cut from cloth where you have to say shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't just ride the beat and you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know a lot of people are not doing that right now.
Uh-huh.
So, I knew that would choke him up right quick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because nobody's doing that. It's like you could just listen to music just to, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, you could be, motherfucker, you know, pissy drunk listening to this music right now. It's
right.
all good. You know what I'm saying? But this one right here, you know, like, I knew it was going to choke him up. Like, word, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, I come from an era where we take our time and we write our rhymes.
All right. Let's check this joint out right here. K100 Radio, we live right now, man. Rough Riders in the building, man. Make sure if the tour comes to your city, and you love that music, you feel me? You go pull up on the homie, man, drag on him and the crew, man. Go and check that out, man. I love to see that show, for real. But this joint right here, we're going to run this Choke 'Em joint right here on K100 Radio right now, man. You guys check this joint out. You dig?
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Footage. I got it with one arm, tried to block a bullet. I used to weigh about $120, so I kept it fully case I had to pluck a bullet. And who the f*** is these new? Couldn't quote a Biggie line if they knew the couldn't quote a Pac line, but they thug life. They tell them what to do. They got a thug wife. I see my comeback putting fear in. I sneeze around them because I'm allergic to weird. They say I still got a glow about me. Still a lot of people that don't know about me. This drag. Them rappers dressing up as women, that's a different drag. Any beat, we find out where they living at. Where they mama stay at, where they women at. They hate it out the gate, but I'm at the top. They at the bottom, so I should be out their way. Hey, my coupe make wanna race. My blunts make wanna ace. My ace make them wanna ounce. My ounce make them wanna pound. My pound make everybody get out on the ground. I need everything. This bulletin is making this heavy, man. Don't make me make it lighter. My bars got tighter. Y'all better give me a call if y'all need a writer. Cause y'all trash. So I went and bought a real big garbage bag. So I can fill it with that can't hardly rap. Now how hard is that? When you know the serious as a heart attack. You don't want no parts of that. They back spitting bars. I started that. With felonies, I only target that. Bust in your mouth. She goggled that. Now her teeth got protein. Got that sparkle back. I ain't playing with you garbage. Shout out to CT, them homicide half and see. Shout out to BX, I got you. Show 'em how Bronx, the
are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
You know, right quick, just with some bars, right quick. The homie Graphic on, you feel me? Drop that joint, man. You feel me? 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial into the show, man. We live right now, man. It's in the building, man. Drag on into the building, man. So, right now, man, tell me what you got going on as far as your label. Are you planning on signing any artists? Do you have any artists signed? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to be putting out some music yourself? What's going on with
you? Yeah, I have two artists signed. Miss Brandywine and Miss Louisiana Red. You're going to hear them as soon as I get this shit in perspective. You know what I'm saying? You know, my main thing is making sure that this music, and this record label is on that platform. So when I do decide to actually, drop something, drop an artist and start pushing and promoting the artist. You know what I'm saying? You know, the record label has legs to stand on. So that's what I'm doing right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, every week, every 2 weeks, we putting out new music, new videos. You know what I'm saying? For real, like, we not playing with it. You know what I'm saying? Straight and down. And this Monday, I got a new joint coming out. You know what I'm saying? You know, new video dropping on hoodenvironment.com. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's going to be everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You know, World Star and all that. But definitely log on hoodenvironment.com. Straight up. The name of the record is called I Don't Care. And, you know, we going in, man. Like, you know what I mean? For real, we working.
Absolutely. Well, I got it. And right now on Facebook Live, I see a couple of people that I know that are rocking with me that's watching. I see one of my homies, Sarah Wines. He's a producer. How would a producer go about getting you some tracks, dog? If they want to see something for some new music that you're rocking out to, how would somebody get you some music as far as producers?
Yeah, I run all my social medias. Anybody can definitely hit me up on my social medias. My Instagram is drag_on1. Hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Also, my booking is booking@hoodenvironment.com. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can also send beats there. I have somebody always checking that joint. So, you know, that's booking@hoodenvironment.com. If you forget that, go on my Instagram, drag_on1. All the information right there, how to contact me, get right to me. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. We get to it. We live in the studio. We in the studio all day, 24/7. You know what I'm saying? So, we always looking for new work. You know what I mean? So hit me up. Let's get it. Let's go.
All right. I got a call on the line real quick. Let me take it real quick. 770-255-8100 Radio. Who's this?
What's going on, Blizzard? The Sid Wines on the line, man. What's popping?
Oh, what's going on, man? Thank you for calling in. What's happening? You want to holler at the homie Drag real quick?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, man. Definitely Drag, man. That joint that he just played, man. That joint hot, man. I remember I looked at a video that you did. Like the remix to the designer joint and the Panda joint. That joint was hot too, and it was funny. So the last night at work, I was watching Cradle to the Grave where you and X was in. You know what I'm saying? I said, man, what, you know, man, one of these drag got some new music, and sure enough, you know what I'm saying, I'm calling in, and you got some new joints out, man, and stuff like that. So, man, you always been dope, man. I'm glad you back on the scene, man, to spit some real shit.
Hell yeah, bro. Hey, yo, bro, listen, you know, I really appreciate that, man. Hell yeah, for real. Word up, my nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, now, I'm a producer as well, man, so I definitely want to try to shoot you some of my material, man, you know what I'm saying, so you can listen to what I got, man, and, you know, maybe you can jump on something, definitely.
Yeah, no doubt. Send it in, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, you know, any and every song I record, I shoot the video to them, too. So, I mean, you know, send it in, man, and I'm seeing you working. Word up, let's get it.
No doubt. I know you put your Instagram, so I go to your Instagram and get all your information. I've seen some joints, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Go to my Instagram, or you can go to my email, or, you know, thebooking@hoodenvironment.com. Or you can go right to my Instagram. You know what I'm saying? I holler at people back, you know what I'm saying? I ain't one of them stuck-up niggas and all that, you know what I'm saying? You know, on my Instagram, I follow over 6,500 people back. You know what I'm saying? I love my fans. So, you know, I love my support. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. Hit me up, you know what I mean? I don't got nobody running my page. It's me. Well, you know what I'm saying? I do got a little program that be running around pressing like for me. But you know, I pretty much run my own page. So hit me up, bro. You already know I'm here.
No doubt, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Definitely, man. Keep there spitting that fire, man. Appreciate you, man. Shout out to Blizzard, man. K100 Radio.
All right,
yes,
bro.
Sir. Thank you for coming in, man. Speak up.
No doubt.
On a personal note, Dragon, I'm not saying that you called my show. I was front. I actually know that dude. That dude is nice. That dude production, and man, I could just. Just because I know his production and I know what kind of beats he make, you on one of them, I'd love to hear that someday. I hope that happens.
Yeah, hell yeah, for real. That's, my dude, I'm looking for it. Let's get it.
Right.
Word, I'm looking for it.
I'd love for that to happen. I'm taking credit for I'm going to say, hey, man, that shit happened. We made that magic happen on K100. Yeah. All right, but if that happens, you know what I'm saying? For real. All right, man, so we get ready to get up out of here, man. I don't want to hold you up, bro. I appreciate you, man, for rocking out with us over at K100 Radio, man. We're going to go ahead and leave you, and I know you got a busy schedule and you got a lot going on, bro. So any parting words you want to leave the people before we ride out?
Looking through our vehicle, taking pictures, all kinds of other shit. There's kids down there for taking pictures of your car. I just have to go inside and bring my daughter.
Oh, yeah?
No,
it's there. Oh,
okay, I'm going down there right now.
Went down there, but...
Okay, all right, thank you so much. Well,
all right.
Hello? Yeah. I'm sorry, bro.
No, it's all good. I know we on the back time anyway, so it's time for me to let you go. I was like, he's got 30 minutes. That's all he got. All right, cool. But I said, any parting words before we go? You want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Log on to hoodenvironment.com. Follow me on Instagram. Drag_on1. Your boy back. Look, those that are YouTube fans, definitely go to Fireman Drag, all one word. Log on. I'm here. I'm on deck. Word up.
Absolutely.
Let's get it.
All right, man. I appreciate your time, homie. For real. We get ready to go. We definitely gonna ride with you, man. And I appreciate it, man. We'll definitely push whatever you got coming out, Drag. Thanks for pulling up on us over here at K100 Radio, dog. Appreciate that, all right?
Yes, sir. No doubt.
For sure. All right. Yeah, so that's that. But before we go, I'll tell my Facebook people, if you're over here still chilling with me watching on Facebook, I actually got one more video by the homie Drag. We got that emoji video, and I'm going to run that one, and that's how we're going to end this Facebook Live feed. And make sure you rock with us over here at K100 Radio, man. Thanks, everybody, for rocking with us, man. Instagram Live people who was over here checking in, I appreciate you guys for rocking out with us, man. We're getting ready to log off. But if you're on the Facebook page, you'll be able to check out after we run this ad right quick. You know what I'm saying? We'll be able to check out this other video that Drag got, which was the emoji video, which is another joint that he did recently that I thought was dope. So I'll leave you guys with that. All right. I appreciate you for rocking with us over here at K100 Radio, man. We're getting ready to sign off right now, and we'll holler, man. Direct Line interviews. Make sure you rock with us at K100_radio on Twitter and Instagram. And please subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram Live. All right. We out. Now hang around for the video. If you're on Facebook Live, you dig?
Do you want to be officially bossed up? Submit your info to BTMB Magazine PR @gmail.com. Get featured in the fastest growing lifestyle magazine, catering to the underground and the well-known. BTMB always delivers the latest entertainment news. Catch up on your favorite entertainer, fashion designer, singer, rapper, actor, or community hero. Bosses That Meet Bosses wants to shed positive light on your story. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BTMB Magazine. To purchase your copy, visit madcloud.com/browse/BTMB Magazine. Bosses That Meet Bosses is where your story lives.
Yeah, stuck in some mud, wiped it off. Took a load and took
a load and took some
more. Now I'm a
bro. Yeah, yeah. I woke up feeling like a bro. Yeah, I might just get a.
Coming in for a minute.
Oh, no. Look.
Damn.
It's gonna be all right, right?
Okay.
Meet Stan, 21 years old. After meeting a young girl at a rave party, things start getting hot and heavy in an upstairs bedroom. Once again, his conscience comes into play.
Now listen to me. While you're kissing her cheek, smearing her lipstick, slip this in a drink. Now all you gotta do is nibble on this little bitch's earlobe.
Yo, this girl's only 15 years old. You shouldn't take advantage of her. That's not fair.
Yo, look at her bush. Does she got hair? Fuck this bitch right here on the spot there. Cause she passes out. She forgot how she got there.
Man, ain't you ever seen that one movie, kid?
No, but I seen the porno with some Nubian.
Shit, you wanna get hard off the jail?
Man, fuck that. Hit that shit raw dog and bail.
Damn, it feels good to be home.
Meet Grady, a 29-year-old construction worker. After coming home from a hard day's work, he walks in the door of his trailer park home to find his wife in bed with another man.
What the fuck?
All right, calm down, relax, start breathing.
Fuck that shit. You just bought this bitch cheating. While you at work, she's with some dude trying to get off. Fuck, slit in her throat. Cut this bitch's head off.
Wait, what if there's an explanation for this shit?
What? She tripped, fell, landed on his dick?
All right, Shady. Maybe he's right, Grady. But think about the baby before you get all crazy.
Okay, thought about it. Don't want to stab her. Grab her by the throat. Get the daughter and kidnap her. That's what I did. Be smart. Don't be a retard. You're going to take advice from somebody who slapped me, Vaughn?
What you say?
What's wrong? Didn't think I remember?
I'm going to kill you, motherfucker.
Temper, temper. Mr. Drake. Mr. NWA. Mr. AK. Coming straight out of Compton. Y'all better make way. How in the fuck you going to tell this man not to be violent?
He don't need to go to the same route that I went. Been there, done that. Oh, fuck it. What am I saying? Shoot them both, Grady. Where's your gun at?
Send
the line to run between love and hatred. The game is ill nature, it's nothing sacred. And yo, it's funny what I see some rap niggas do to make it. A few will blow up or go as far as they can take it. My 9 to 5 is just to hit you, get the party live. I'm Black Thought, used to rap for sport. Now the rhyme saying rent, pay, and life support. I take it very seriously within this industry. It's various crews that try to touch me, but I come with the beautiful thing, and I'm blessed to track crush me. Around the world, crowds love me from doing tours. Recipient of applause from all of you and yours. Creator of original sounds that's in the stores. You take home to absorb and sweat it out your pores. Now who can stop the music running through these veins? Infinitely go against the grain. That's why my motto is true. Living the life of limos and lights, airplanes and trains, short days and long nights, keyboards and mics, bass chords and drum kicks, and my mental deck, they hit my head like brick as I embark on a mission. Welcome into the dark, when I first spark the arts, when the listening start, open your head wide and let the thought inside. My style fortified by all of Philadelphia, my Delta force sculpting on the wicked wealth high, mentality undetectable, why the naked eye. I get paid when the record is played. To put it short, I want it made like that. Enough said. Then after that, I'm putting on my sons and Hamet. We let the ladies blend with the dark skin, devil bread, and discover my level is that of no other. And roots prove rain official and true while I'm continuing to.
Take advantage of what you can feel it in your dress. What do you think is too fresh to show you the truth?